Right. Welcome everyone to the Verifiable Credentials API call. This is November 16th, 2021. Thank you very much for volunteering to scribe, Marcus. I'll put our agenda in here. So our agenda is here. Today on the agenda, just an agenda review, intros, any relevant community updates, and we will be doing issue processing for the majority of the call, trying to get through the 87 open issues that we currently have. Are there any updates or changes to the agenda before we get started? All right, if there are no updates, let's go ahead and go into introductions. Is there anyone new to the call? I'm not seeing anyone new. Is there anyone that would like to reintroduce themselves? All right, if there's no new folks to introduce themselves, let's go ahead and go to the next item, which is relevant community updates. Does anyone have any relevant community updates that they would like to share with everyone? Anything happening this group, the VC API group, needs to know about? Okay. Well, one thing that may be worth mentioning is that I'm expecting that there's every year the Silicon Valley Innovation Program has an Interop Plugfest. I'm guessing that people are going to want to set some new interop targets for that upcoming PlugFest. It's usually in the spring. And so there may be some discussion around that. Are there any other PlugFests that folks are aware of that might involve the VC API? Like, Juan, I know that Diff is doing some interop stuff. Is there anything related that we should be aware of in this group, like requirements coming into the VC API as a result of interop plugfests? And Juan, your connection, or you might be muted, or your connection died. I don't know. Looks like we lost Juan. Okay. Well, I mean, as a bit of a teaser, I know that Ori has basically said that he would like to see us focus on DIDKey as just the DID method for the VC API. I haven't heard anyone really push back hard on that. I know that, DigiBazaar has a desire to get us finalized on the 2020 signature suite for the Edwards curve stuff, so ED25519. And then there may be some status list, refresh list stuff that we're interested in, putting into the next PlugFest. Charles, you're on the queue. Go ahead.
Hi, I was going to respond about the question you had about new requirements that it might add. I don't think it does add any, but it does help get the implementers to be able to interop, which could help with the VC API.
You said it. What do you mean by it? So you put yourself on the queue to talk about the JWS test suite. I'm unclear on what it is. It will help people.
The interop that's happening in that test suite. there are different implementations being tested there.
Yep. Okay. Acknowledged. Dimitri, Europe.
This is less of a requirement as a result of an interop plug fest, but it is a proposed requirement in one of the issues that I opened on VC API, and that is for the VC API to support a use case of iterative issue sessions or iterative verify sessions, but the issuing part, the more important one of the two.
Do you have a link to that issue, Dimitri?
Yes, 1 second.
Okay, so while Dimitri find that link, I think we'll keep going on.
Sorry, question from scribing. This was issue verifier sessions.
245. So
interactive issuer sessions. So the ability to invoke an issuer API in a series of interactive back and forth requests where the requester says, I would like to be issued the following credentials. And the issuer says, in order to do that, I would like the following prerequisites.
Got it. So Dimitri, I think what might be best is if we put this on as like a discussion topic. I know that like it's a really well written up thing. I have not had a chance to read through it yet.
So it's an aspirational requirement. I realize the group needs a discussion. Just wanted to mention it.
Okay. All right. So I guess everyone take a look at 245, familiarize yourself with it. And Dimitri, I think we should probably try to get it on the schedule on the next couple of calls, just so
sounds
we have
great.
A chance to
sounds discuss. Great. Yep.
Okay. All right. Any other community-related stuff that's going on that we should be aware of before we move on? All right. Next up, issue processing. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen just so we're all looking at the same thing. And let's see, that's that. And then let's start with issue 71. And I have not looked at these in a long while. Let's see, Troy suggested that this be opened. Does it make sense in the context of this API to have a colder operation to support an issuer pushing a verifiable credential into a credential repository of a holder? This operation would require the issuer to have the authorization of the holder and store the VC in the repo. Marcus, you're saying, you know, maybe this has something to do with the holder API, or he's saying the universal wallet has an abstract set of interfaces. This is a pretty old thing. Joe, I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on this. Should there be a holder API for someone else to push something into a holder wallet repo? Go ahead, Joe. You're on the queue.
Yeah, I think it is one of the things that came up as a gap in the component diagrams in that in many of the deployments that, for example, we've worked on, Manu, there's an EDV that has external authorized access, and that was completely missing in that diagram, like that sort of availability for that holder storage to be accessed by not – people other than the holder is sort of fair ground, I think, for conversation. that's it. I'm not sure whether we should elevate it to something we should include, but I think it's a reasonable request.
Okay. Adrian, you're up.
I guess this falls in the category of what is the scope of the VC issuer API for an issuer. Namely, if we start as being in scope with there being a request, then it's clear that the request can indicate whatever. But I'm not clear as to how we are scoping the issuer part of the API, is what I'm saying. Because, as you guys know, I always think of the issuer as being separate spec from the holder or the verifier, but that was litigated a long time ago. So this is my question. Is the request phase in scope for the VC API?
Yes, it is, because it's defined. We've got it defined in a flow, so I think that's the short answer to your question. It's in scope.
So then how is the special, I would ask?
That's a good question. Joe, you're on the queue.
Yeah, I think one of the just conversational challenges or conceptual challenge with moving into this topic is we have currently envisioned most of these endpoints as being call and respond and you're done. And so we don't have good support for asynchronous flows or iterative flows. So if we were to want to support, and I think we probably should figure out a way to do it, a way to initiate a flow, but then have a callback through a different channel, then it seems to me the API for that callback would be fair game for scope. So if I go to an issuer to start a process, I should be able to say, hey, when you're done, send it to my storage, and here's an authorization that can let you do that. And that would allow an asynchronous flow, and we just haven't teased out how we might do that in a standard way.
Okay. I think we can leave that here. Is there anyone that wants to try and drive this issue forward? Who is this person at Johnson 204, Andrew Johnson? Is there anyone that wants to try and push this issue forward? All right. If we don't have volunteers, this is going to languish. Which is fine. That's how, you know, we end up prioritizing stuff. People just don't volunteer to do certain things. Mike, go ahead. You're on the queue.
Thanks. Okay. So, I believe this was meant to account for similar to what Joe was saying. Just to give kind of a concrete example. If there's an issuer, for example, of a background check, sometimes that background check can take up to 24 hours to actually process. So the human interaction with the issuer, you know, may take place. And then, you know, there's this 24 hour period where, you know, the credential isn't actually available. And then after that background check is complete, then, you know, you want to quote unquote, you know, push it to, the person's wallet so that they can be notified it's ready. I think that this can also be solved in other ways, maybe outside of this API. So I, and full disclosure, I work with Troy. I'm willing to let this issue, I don't know if languish is the right term, but sit, until someone comes with a concrete use case that they want to see implemented, because there may be actually other better ways to solve this use case that don't impact this API, right? And we stick to the request receive type model. So for example, the holder would get a out of band notification okay, now I'm ready for you to collect the credential. And then there's another personal interaction to re-engage with the issuer and get the issue credential. So anyway, I just wanted to provide some context around it and sort of, I think it's okay to sit for now until we can figure out if this is something the API needs to solve or if it's out of hand.
Okay, that's super helpful, Mike. So I think there's a good, I mean, that's good. It's a good concrete call. If we want to see this move forward, we need a more concrete use case that we can, you know, diagram the flow out on and all that kind of stuff. So there's a suggestion that we're basically like, okay, someone needs to come forward with a concrete use case so that we can talk more specifically about that use case. Adrian, you're up.
Okay, two short things. Do we have a tag for authorization? I would suggest that this issue be tagged with authorization. And I might be willing to be assigned this because I think it is in part an authorization issue, and I'm available to try and move all of the authorization issues forward if it's helpful.
Okay, we do have an authorization label. I tagged it as such. I agree it does have to do with authorization. How does the issuer authorize itself to push it to the holder's wallet? We would like to see concrete use cases in order to have a more detailed discussion around this. Okay, so I'm saying the group wants a concrete use case. Adrian, you volunteered. Nobody else is volunteering. Oh, man, you're still not listed. Why not?
I'll keep volunteering for stuff until you list me and see what happens.
Yeah, let me see if we've got to fix this.
You are screen sharing, but GitHub does a good job of censoring all of that stuff.
I know.
I think if you just mention them in the issue that you can then assign it.
I think we have to allow manage point. There we go. You are added. And refresh. Come on, GitHub. Hit refresh. Why? So you're saying if I at mention him, I should be able to?
I believe that's what I've seen in other scenarios.
The other thing is I would be willing to work on with other people on 245 as well. I'm not familiar with all of the four choices that Dimitri proposed, but I'm obviously interested in GNAP one. And if there are people that would be assigned on that with me so that we could work through them, I think that would be okay with me.
Okay. We'll just leave that open to the group. You're still not on the list for some reason, Adrian. I'll try and figure it out, but you've been tagged in it. So I think that's good enough. Let's move on to the next item unless anyone wants to talk about this one more. All right, moving on to the next item, publish test suite under W3CCG. This is done, right? We have this. I mean, right? I mean, we did this. Hold on, let me check. VC test suite. Yay! All right, this is done. The test suite is here. Closing, right? Anyone disagree?
So the test suite previously was automatically rendering and reporting and all of that stuff. I'm not sure whether you mean, does the GitHub repo exist or is the test suite publishing correctly?
Publish test suite under W3CCCG.
So it refers to NPM, Node Package Manager, in the first issue. of this. So that's publishing an NPM package from the W3C. And then there's comments about how Wayne has name squatted the W3C CCG NPM organization. And my experience with this is that it's a terrible idea and nobody should endorse trying to get the W3C CCG to manage NPM packages.
Yeah, this is totally different from what I thought it was. So let's discuss. Yes, I agree with Ori, minus one. CCG should not be publishing NPM packages. Would anybody object to us taking that position? I guess we have to elevate this to the main CCG since, the group, felt that the W3C CCG should not be publishing NPM packages. We should take down, should we take down the CCG? Going on.
That's a call for the CCG chairs. Like,
I mean,
the ones that did that.
Okay. What's going on here? Well, it's a good thing we haven't done anything there yet. Okay, so the suggestion is, like, take it down, right?
Well, let me push back against that a little bit. It might be worth name squatting so other people don't use it.
Ah, yes, good point. So the group felt that it's fine to hold the W3C CCG name on npm.org, but the VC API group does not plan to publish any npm packages in the foreseeable future to NPM. Does anyone disagree with that statement? To message this and call for consensus among the broader CCG. So the next step is for the CCG chairs to message this more broadly and call for consensus among the broader CCG. Anything else folks would like to add to this? I am going to assign Mike is Heather not? Why can't we tag Heather either? Okay, so Mike's tagged there as an action. Should we put a 7-day close on this? Oh, go ahead, Juan.
I was just pointing out that Ori mentioned in the chat there's no index.html for the root.
Someone raised an issue.
Yeah.
Sorry, Juan, you cut out on me. Yeah, someone please raise an issue.
Okay.
Yeah, we do want to get that rendering nicely. All right, that's mark pending close. Hopefully the chairs will take action before it's closed. Need a mechanism. Next issue up is 88. Nope, that is not what I copied. Issue 88 is the next item up. Need a mechanism to verify multiple certificates attached to an agricultural shipment. traceability folks. Ori, you want to give us some background on this?
Sure. We talked about what verifying a verifiable presentation would mean. The VC data model specification defines a verifiable presentation as having a required field at context and a required type verifiable presentation. But beyond that, it is actually very loose in terms of what a verifiable presentation is. And so you can, in fact, verify a verifiable presentation that contains multiple credentials but does not itself contain a proof around them. So this was solved when we added support for that, that pull request you see. It's a VC test suite pull 113, allow VP without verifiable credential or proof. And it's been solved. So I suggest that we close this particular issue since it's been addressed in the test suite and that API documentation associated with it has, there was no change that's needed there.
All right, thanks, Ori. So we discussed this. Ori reported in that the that a test has been added in PR 113 to support to address this issue. No further action needed. Closing. All right. Hooray for closing issues. Next item, remove test case issuer 3. Ori, this is you again, if you don't mind.
All right. Remove test case issuer 3. If this has to do with the test suite, it's on the wrong repo. It should get moved to the test suite repo. Yeah, there are fixtures in the test suite repo which make verifying difficult, and this is just one of those particular fixtures.
Okay, I'm going to move it to the VC API test suite.
Yep, and sort of side note, having that in a separate repo means we now have to spend some amount of time grooming the issues here as well. So we should probably rotate to checking these issues at some regular interval.
Agreed. I'll try to move that into the rotation, maybe every other week or something like that. I'm going to stop sharing because GitHub shows people every repo when I go to transfer issues. For 81, remove test case verifier 10. And for 82, I'm going to transfer those to the test suite repo.
Yep, I think that makes sense.
Okay, VC API test suite, transfer. And issue 82, transfer. And then, 82. This is issue 14 as well, transfer. It's remove test case verifier 11. Transfer to VC API. Oop, not use cases. Uh-oh. Test. What is going on? I think I just moved those to the wrong repo. Sorry, folks, technical difficulties. Or you moved it, yeah?
I didn't move anything. of the links that you shared in chat, all of them appear to have been moved to the correct repo. God,
that's weird. Okay, all right.
It does take a second for GitHub to build the redirect.
Yeah, so. Got it. Yeah, there's an race condition in their UI. You go to move it, and it basically tells you, like, you can't move it to the place you're trying to move it to.
Eventual consistency, every developer's friend.
That's right. All right, next issue up is 41. And I will start sharing again. API to support issuer HTTP API to call out directly to subject data store. Mike, this is you open this, I think. I'm reading it. Would you like to try to run us through this one? Do you remember what's happening here?
I do not.
Then we can read together. So
I remember this.
Okay, go ahead, Marcus. I'll scribe for you. Oh, and Juan's also in the queue before you, so Juan, go ahead, and then Marcus.
I think Juan just removed himself. So
mine, go ahead, Marcus. I'll scribe.
I'll go ahead. I think this has to do with the earlier versions of the API where the API was also composing credentials, and this particular issue is about a scenario where the API reaches out to a data store to fetch claim values. So instead of the client supplying the already composed credential to the API, which then just signs it, the client only calls the API with part of the information, and then the implementation of the issue goes and fetches the actual data from some external store.
Got it. So this is kind of overtaken by events, right? We don't do that anymore. So unless Mike wants to keep this or argue for this, we could potentially close this, because the design decision we've made is you make a call to the API once you have all the information. Sorry, Mike, you're on the queue. Go ahead, Mike.
So I think this relates to composition helper APIs, which I think we've knocked out of scope.
Agree.
So that would be my position, unless someone else wants to defend the issue.
Does anyone want to speak in defense of this issue? Discuss this in 2021. 11. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone jumping on the queue to say we shouldn't close the issue, so we're going to close the issue. Done. All right, next up. Need to be able to issue multiple credentials following a specific template for agricultural use case. Mike and Ori. Ori, can you help?
Yeah, we talked about this a couple times. It's somewhat related to the similar, I mean, you can see the comments here about, like, you know, what role does a template play in being able to issue a batch of thousands of credentials? Sounds like the community consensus, at least for folks who've been contributing, has been that they think we should make a single network request for every credential that's issued. And there should be no batch issuance endpoint. And I'm perfectly fine with that. I think batching will happen elsewhere. So I think we could potentially close this issue, as, you know, we talked about it and folks don't want to do batch endpoints, for issuing many credentials at once. with HTTP. There's good reasons, in the conversation, you know, horizontal scaling. What happens if the 15th of 5,000 credentials is wrong? You know, atomicity, you know, all kinds of other issues come up. It gets even worse if you're issuing batches of credentials that are revocable. You know, what happens when you exceed part of your revocation list block and then you need to tap into the next block, et cetera. So batching is complicated. And I think it's outside of the capabilities of this particular API.
All right. That sounds good to me. Let's see. I think Marcus, you're on the queue. Go ahead, Marcus. I will scribe for you.
Yeah, the idea that there would be a template is again a little bit similar to the previous issue where some kind of composing happens inside the API implementation. So I also think this is out of scope for that reason that we don't want to do any composing, and also for the reasons that Ori mentioned.
All right. I hope I got what you said, Marcus. This is also out of scope because of templating being out of scope. It's an argument for this being, for this being out of scope. There were no objections to closing this issue as it is currently out of scope. Any objections to that statement before we close it? All right. Closing that one. Huzzah. I remember that being a difficult conversation before, but it looks like everyone's kind of gotten to a place where they're okay with it. That's good. Go ahead, Marcus, you're on the queue.
I know we want to process issues in this particular order, but there's another issue 51, which I think is a duplicate or at least very closely related, so maybe we can also
close that. Let's do that. So you said, I'm just going to open one of these. You said 51, Marcus?
Yeah, that's
right. Batches, there we go. So there's issue 51. And this is from James. Some credentials are issued in batches. Can we do batches? I think Ori said you'd take a stab at it. I mean, I'm just going to go to the end and just say the group has decided that batching is out of scope for this iteration of the API. On 2021-11-16, and the group decided that batching is out of scope for this version of the API. Closing. Any objections? I'd be surprised if there were. Okay. Closing that.
Stupid question. Do we have anything that's a label or similar as deferred to next version or the like? Because this is one of those things where I think revisiting it is going to make sense. Batching isn't an anti-pattern in and of itself and has good places to be applied. It's fine not to have it in this version, but I don't want to close the door on it completely. And it would be easier to re-pick it up if this is labeled that way.
Right. I think if it's important enough to people, people will open a new issue. Ted, I'm concerned about marking, like we would have ended up marking three of those issues as kind of like defer to V next. And I think we want, if it's really important to someone, they're going to open an issue about it. And I tried to be very careful about saying not for this version without promising we'd work on it in the future or just say that it's totally out of scope forever. Are you okay with that, or would you rather we did something else?
I'm not thrilled with it. I'd rather that there was a tag on it because it's much easier to do that kind of search than it is to do the text-based search. And part of this is about saying, okay, so what stuff did we put off here that is low-hanging fruit for the next time?
Yeah, I mean, my read is batching never. But I'm happy for folks to be like, no, we want to have this discussion again for version two. Noting that version two is like, I mean, when is that? 5 years from now?
I think the one thing we can definitely all agree is that issues need more memes in the description, for sure.
I don't want to move on, Ted, because I'm hearing you push back a bit. I didn't want to move on to the next one until we figure out how we're going to deal with this.
If I'm the only one that thinks that this is a good idea, then so it goes and on we go. But
okay, are there any other folks supporting, like, for the batching stuff? We should reopen them, label them as a V2. Thing and then just leave them open in that state?
Sorry, I wasn't clear. I don't care if it's closed if it has that label on it.
Got it. Okay, I can live with that. So it's a possible V2, but closed.
Yeah, something like that is fine.
Okay. Maybe we just say it's V2 targeted for version 2 of the API.
Yes, we're already working on version 2 of the API. As soon as we create this label, we're making progress towards it.
That's right.
We're starting right now.
All right, so here we go. Issues closed. Recently updated, I guess. Batching. Is this kind of a batching one? I think it was. This was a batching one.
No, the third one is not batching.
This one is not? Okay. All right. And then label V2. Yay. Okay. There. We did something. All right. And then the next one is, the meme thing. So this is me arguing that batching is an anti-pattern. And I didn't actually know who this person was and how potentially terrible they are. So I apologize for that. Dave Longley pointed that out to me. He was like, you realize that person is not a very nice person. Okay, so this is the same thing, V2 batching and close.
Works for me.
Okay, the group discusses decided that batching is out of scope for this version of the API. Closing. Look at this. We're tearing through issues. Oh, there are 12 minutes left. I totally forgot to look at pull requests. So if there are no objections, I do want to take a look at this architectural overview PR that Adrian, I think you objected to. Are there any objections to moving on to, like, at least some pull request review? And apologies that we didn't do that first thing. All right, moving on to that. pull request 237, Joe put together some, diagrams of the ecosystem. Thank you, Joe. We discussed that quite a bit. There seemed to be buy-in. I believe at the last, during the last call, Adrian, you objected because you wanted there to be some explanatory text. You authored that text, here. So you said in your proposed intro text, and you wrote some things here. Some people push back to say, hey, no, this PR is about the diagrams, not about the introduction. I think Dimitri's got some concerns, as well. Joe, you responded. So what are we doing? So that one thing that could be done is, Adrian, you agree that we should create a new issue and a new PR to talk specifically about that introductory text that you want, and it's orthogonal to the diagram. Or Adrian, you are asserting that no, you really do want to discuss that text as a part of this PR. It needs to go in with the diagram. And then we can go from there. So maybe Adrian, you could let us know what you would like to do one way or the other at this point.
Well, if I remember correctly, you asked me, not to reference, figure two or the diagram specifically. And that's, so partly I then chose to move up to the introduction as a way of, furthering my goal. I don't have a strong feeling. I think the issue of the introduction, needs to be taken up. It's kind of a scoping issue for everything that follows. But I don't particularly care whether we do it as part of the pull request or as part of an issue. That's up to everybody that's going to work on it.
Okay, so how about this as a proposal? Let me know if you're okay with it. We open a new issue that says that we need to update the introduction to talk about the things that you mention. So specifically, Adrian, I think what I would like you to do is copy and paste the entirety of this text in a new issue called, update the introduction to speak to delegation or something like that. Create an issue, and then you could actually raise this as a PR, or someone could help you write this up as a PR. I'm fine with helping you write this up as a PR. So the concrete next step is let's open an issue and say that we need a PR. We have the PR text and separate this out from this diagram. And then that removes the objection to merge the diagram, and then we take your concern up directly in a concrete PR. Would that work for you, Adrian?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's do that. In fact, let me just go ahead and open a new issue. Add text to introduction regarding delegation, or clarify the delegation requirements, desires in the introduction. And let's see. So I'm going to tell you, in my prose introduction, I'm carefully VC is absolutely misprint. Hold on, no. You had different text here, right? Yeah, there we go. This text.
Yeah, it's labeled introduction.
Yep. Okay. There we go. Dropper has proposed that we add this text to the introduction. Okay, so that, I'm going to assign that to yeah, you're showing up.
That's because I had to accept the invitation.
Ah, okay. There we go. That's what was missing. You and I are going to be assigned to this. This is ready for PR. And that means that this pull request is now unblocked. Dimitri, you had concerns. Would you want to air them now, or do you, are you fine with it just being in the PR on record?
I'm fine with it being, but I think Joe is on the queue.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe. I didn't see you on the queue.
Oh, it's all right. I was just queuing up Dimitri to see if my response addressed sort of some of his concerns. My point in the diagram isn't to say what is inspect, but rather to give us a shared language so that we could talk about what should and shouldn't be inspect.
Understood. I think my main ask is it would be great to have a key to the shapes of the diagram in a separate PR.
Okay.
Just to tell what the ovals mean instead of rectangles, etc.
Okay, great.
But I'm cool with PR as it is.
Okay, I'm going to rebase and merge then. Editorial, multiple reviews, made no objections, no remaining objections, merging. Okay, there we go. All right, that was good. Look at us getting along today. let's see, what's next? We got all these ones. Yeah, I apologize for not covering these. I'm thinking about what we're doing next week. So let's talk about kind of next week. So next week is the Thanksgiving holiday in the US. People are canceling meetings. My suggestion is we do the same. And then we will meet the following week and start off with these pull request reviews. Is that going to cause any problems for you, Charles, or Marcus? Is it okay if we continue processing those in, or are there a couple of things here where you're like, no, I absolutely need to get them in the next week or two?
I'm okay. Thank you.
And me too.
Okay. All right. Great. Thanks, folks. Okay. So that means that, next week, we will not have a meeting. We will meet again after Thanksgiving week. And then I'm suggesting that we don't have any more meetings for the rest of December and give everyone a bit of a break, during December, but that's up for, I'm just suggesting that openly. It's up for, you know, debate during the next meeting. Any, concerns, anything last minute people would like to add before we close out the call? Or he's a plus one for no meetings in December. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Just a private thing to Joe, because Joe and I were supposed to have a meeting. Yeah, I don't know what's gone wrong there, Joe.
Sorry, Dave. I've just been really busy. I will go look at my email and see if we can't make that happen. I apologize.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. Thanks.
All right. With that, thanks a ton to Marcus for scribing. Thank you, everyone. We were super productive on the call today. It was great. Happy Thanksgiving for those of you that are celebrating it next week. And for those of you that are not, I hope you enjoy the extra time. One less call that week. Thanks all. Have a good one. Bye.